Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Thanks for joining. We're learning Siman Ayin Gimel. Siman Ayin Gimel. Hayashen im Ishtai Uvanav Eich Yisnaig. One who sleeps together with his wife and children, how should he conduct himself regarding Kriya Shema? Says Mechaber, Shnayim Shahayu Yishenim Betalis. Two were who are sleeping under one cloak. And their flesh is touching. They should not read the Shema. Unless there is some kind of garment set or a cover separating between them, mimasneim from their waist and down. It's talking about back in the day, people would sleep unclothed under a cover. So if two people were sleeping and their bodies were touching each other, they can't say Shema until there's some kind of talis separating between them from their loins and down. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nakat Noigim. Why does it have to be touching? Mishum da'az also likweis b'lev sakas talis. Then it would be prohibited to read without an interruption of a talis. Afilu im yirtzu, even if they would want to turn from each other and face opposite directions. So the reason why you need, why did the Mechaber say they're touching each other? Because since he said they have to have a talis separating, that would be required if they're touching each other. If they're not touching each other, then they could just turn around. One will face the right side, the other will face the left side. They'll be back to back, and it would not be required to have a talis mafsekes beinehem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, continues, if they're facing each other, then also likros b'layav sakas talis. Then they cannot read without, they can't say Shema if there's no hefsek of a talis, afilu im eino noigim, even if they're not touching, kol shesheichvim bekirov, if they're lying close together. So in other words, like this, two people, they're unclothed, they're under a talis. If they're touching each other, then they have to have a hafsakas talis, and they have, and that would be required even if they're back to back. So in other words, they're not facing each other. You need to have a separation of a talis if they're touching each other. If they're not touching each other, they don't have to have a separation of a talis. But if they're face to face, even if they're not touching each other, they have to have a hafsakas talis. Lo yikra. Why? Shemo yavo lidei hirhur. You might come to improper thoughts. Beinehem. Va'az afilu pneim zel zamutter. Then if there's a hefsik talis beinehem, it's mutter, even if they're facing each other. Why? They won't come to her. Ulamata, it has to be that from their waist and down there's a hefsek talis. Avo mimasneim ulamata, from their waist and up, afilu b'saram noigea zebaze, even if their flesh is touching, lo yasli dei her, they're not going to come to improper thoughts. So the question is, what if their one hand is touching the flesh of another? So are you allowed to say Shema then? So the Chazon Ish says that als the dine kriya Shema, you could say Shema. But Reb Chaim Knievsky says, you're noigea b'makom hamachusa, you're touching a typically covered part of the body. So that would be an issue. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Sivkatan, okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Vida, the Chozeh Gamkin Sheyotzi Roishoy Lachutz. It has to be your head is outside of the blanket. Shaloyehe Einov Yuchalere Sesoerva. Because if your own head is under the blanket and you could see your erva, then you can't say Shema. Vitzar Gamkin Lachutz Aliboy. Besides that, you have to make sure there's the sheet is against your heart. meaning up against the waist, so that your heart doesn't see the erva. Shloihei liboi royes ha'erva. Meaning, it doesn't mamish have to be on the heart, the Dirshu explains. Even, and this is the way I said it, even if it's on your waist, that would ensure that your liboi einoi royes ha'erva. We know there's a concept that the heart could see halachically. Like Shlomo Melech says, "V'libi ra harbei chachma vadas." So therefore, you want to make sure that your lev is not royes ha'erva. The Pri Chadosh writes, "Dinirolai." It would seem to him, "Deim b'di'eved kara b'loi hachzaras panim." B'di'eved. Let's say you said Shema without turning around your face, "V'loi hafsakas talis," and without a hefsik of a talis. The yatzay de chavasay, going to be yotzei. That if you didn't turn around and you didn't have a hefsik talis, it's just you facing the erva, you'd be yotzei. That's very difficult to understand why that would be. Ayin sham va'pri megadim mefak beik b'zeh b'chem b'seh b'shuas Yaakov ayin sham. The Pri Megadim questions whether b'di'eved, in fact, you would be yotzei. Sif beis. If Now, Sif Aleph seems like it's talking about two people who are sleeping together, and they're not necessarily husband and wife. Maybe two brothers, maybe a father and a son. That's how the families used to sleep. That's what we're talking about over here. It seems like any gender at all, if they're facing each other without a talis, or they're facing away from each other and they're touching, there's still an issue of her. Now we're going to talk about ish v'ishtai, siv bezim, hayu yashin. Now, I would have thought maybe husband and wife is more chamor. Maybe there's one should be more stringent because maybe it will lead to relations. But we're going to see that there's a svara that it's less stringent because of ishtai kagufai. Says the mechaber, "Hayu yashin imishtai, son who's sleeping with his wife, kari b'chazaras panum l'tzaracher." He could turn the other way. V'afilu b'loy hafsakas talis, even without an interposition of a talis, mishum d'chashiba kagufai, because a wife is like your own body. V'yesh misha oisar, there are those who prohibit. And it's correct to be choshesh for that stringent opinion. Says the Mishabrosiv Katan Beis, Imishta, Mishum de Ishta Kagufai. A wife is like your own body, Viragilba, and you're accustomed to her. It's not going to arouse improper thoughts. Veleke her hura. Panim, you still need to turn around. It has to be back to back. The panam face to face. It's impossible there won't be improper thoughts. What if the man turns away, but the woman is still facing him? In other words, they're not back to back. It's his back to her front. Even though her erva in the front is opposite his back, he could read the Shema. It won't come to her. As long as his flesh is not touching her erva. What if she also wants to say Shema? Then she needs to turn around. However, here we're going to see an interesting chiddush. By stam two people, they cannot say Shema even back to back unless there's a hefsek talis. Husband and wife, they could say Shema back to back even without a hefsek talis. V'afilu b'sarim noigim zeh b'zeh, even if their flesh is touching, mutarim likrois, they're allowed to say the Shema. Sha'oser, there are those who aser that. Again, the Mechaber says you're allowed to turn around even without a hefsek talis, even if their basaram are touching. Says the Mishnah, there are those who aser. What does it mean? There are those who aser. Ratzulamer blay hafsukas talis. Ulfi devrayim tzach ma'oy lizar b'zebekriyash mashalmito b'berachas hamapel sheyia b'neim hafsukas talis. Va'oz afilu panim lahadei panim mutar v'chanal. So like this. In Sivkatan Hey, we said that according to the opinion Ishtay Kagufay, nevertheless, you need Hachzaras Panim, but even you do not need Hefsik Talis. And we said that even Besaram Noigim Bazeh Mutarim Likrois. Now, he's saying that if it's panim lahade panim, behefsik talis, it's mutter. Now, what does he mean that if they're facing each other, hafsakas talis would help? I guess that's referring to what we said in Sivkat and Gimel, that if they're panim, pneim, zela ze, it's mutter with hefsik talis. Okay, let's begin Siv Gimel. Im hayo yashin im banav, if you're sleeping with your children, ba'oidam ketanim, while they're still young, mutter likrois, it's permitted to say Shema, bechazaras panim, by turning away, beloya hefsakas talis. Even without a hefsik talis. We said in Sif Aleph that if they're noigeya, you need a hefsik talis, even if they're back to back. If your children are young, you do not need hefsik talis. V'mehem gedoilim tzarech hefsik talis. Let's see one mishabur. Im banav. Dil didhulu kol yam amina kivin degasem chashum kagufei lekehura. For children, everyone agrees that since you're accustomed with them, and you're familiar with them, they're like your own goof, and it won't lead to hear her. Umikamakam panim lade panim aser. But face to face is aser. Prichadash makel b'zeh, prichadash is makel even face to face. Vehibi raya, he brings the proof of say Mayim Mordechai Berk Yosef Dachu rayasa. Umashma oid midibay Mayim Mordechai da filu neima de ein tzach lachser panim. The Ma'amar Marcha is Masha that even if you're going to say that you don't have to turn around, Al Kalpanim, Benoigea Ervasai Bebesaram, Oil Hepach Aser. Even if you say that you don't have to turn around, but if your flesh is touching, if your Erva is touching their flesh or their Erva is touching your flesh, it's Aser. So in other words, here we're saying that if you sleep with your children while they're young, you could turn around without a hefsik talis. But face to face is aser. By face to face, we said by a regular person that it's aser beloy hafsakas talis afilu enam noigim. So the pri chadash is makel, but not if they're noigeya, not if they're touching each other. Okay, we're gonna hold it over here. We're gonna try to finish this siman tomorrow with your permission. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.